Obviously going to be a cool atmosphere over there tonight with Tampa Bay coming to town, and we'll spend a lot of time talking about that game throughout the day today. We're up there yesterday at Flowery Branch and had the opportunity to talk to Chris Lindstrom, which was great. Had an opportunity to talk to Arch, which was great. And at the end of the show, we talked to Raheem Morris, which was awesome, too. So I feel like got some, I don't know if intel is the right word, but got a little
we
bit
got,
of
we got the Troy Andersen news first.
We broke the Troy Andersen news.
We got the Troy Andersen news
first.
So
you're welcome for that.
Yeah.
I guess we don't have to wait for breaking news. We have to break it ourselves
exactly.
Around here.
Hey, you know Troy playing or not, Troy's not playing.
Boom. There you have it.
There it is right there. Yeah.
There
I mean, this should be a competitive ball game tonight. You know, the Buccaneers are, I think they're a good football team.
Yep.
I think Baker's playing really, really well. And I think, you know, that'll be the one of the keys is getting him off his spot, making him more comfortable. I thought this morning, I said, they got to get at least 2 sacks.
Yeah.
At least 2 sacks a day. And they, but the biggest thing.
He's hard to sack.
He is. He really is. He gets the ball out fast.
Gets the ball out really
fast. But they got to figure out something. They got to figure out something, to try and get him off, you know, because they got a lot of good players when he has time.
They do. They also have a lot of good players when he just gets the ball in their hands,
yep.
which is kind of their game plan. As I was reading a little bit about it this morning and just wondering, and I, you know, we asked Raheem about it yesterday. We asked Arch about it. It's like, all right, Baker's always, he's been okay. Obviously got off to not a great start in Cleveland, but
right.
Then he was hurt, took him to the playoffs, bounced around. He's not looked like this before.
Right.
And what's the difference? Why is he looking like this? Well, a big part of it is, and this is the league right now. Like, this is the NFL right now. Baker's probably the poster child for it, is short passes, ball out quick,
mm-hmm.
high percentage,
mm-hmm.
don't turn the ball over, don't get sacked, live to play another down, all that kind of stuff. He's just become a very efficient quarterback.
Yeah.
He didn't used to be a very efficient
right.
quarterback.
He was a gunslinger.
He was very much a gunslinger, and that's almost like a tiger changing its stripes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, now he still has that in him.
Mm-hmm.
Baker's still going to go on hot streaks or cold streaks. He almost is a guy that, however the first couple drives go, that's how the game goes.
Right.
Like, if he gets hot, he can get hot.
Like, yeah, man.
He'll throw 4 touchdowns on you.
Oh, in a second.
If you get him off his comfort zone and you get him sort of second guessing and taking chances, he can have a bad day. Like,
yeah.
Baker will have a really bad day. But it's up to you to make him do that. But it's harder to make him do that because he gets the ball out so damn fast.
Right.
It's hard to get a sack on a guy who has the ball for half a second.
Because he's still a smaller guy, you get your hands up.
Right.
If you're not
right.
there, you got to get your hands up.
And Judon did a great job last week.
Yeah, you got to get your hands up, bat some balls down and everything. Because, I mean, they're not the most efficient running team. But like you were talking about before the show, they do a good job of using little dump-offs as their run game,
mm-hmm.
you know, as an extension of the run game. The offense for the Falcons, they just got to stay on. They got to stay on track today. I mean, because that gives them opportunities to possess the ball. Because we talked about yesterday, you know, getting those play counts more in your favor. We talked about Raheem flipping the time of possession thing. They got to win time of possession tonight.
Yep.
I would like to see that. You know,
that was when you asked Raheem if there's one thing that sort of takes you guys from where you are to being better. Like, obviously, there's a lot of things that
yeah.
have to happen, but if there's one thing that sort of leads to a lot of other things improving, that's what he said. He
yeah.
said time of possession.
Yes.
That a lot of things have to happen. I think
yes.
that's sort of almost the opposite answer
yes.
to that. Like,
yes.
time of possession would be an output of if you ran the ball better on third down, if you protected the quarterback, if you threw the ball down the field better. You know what I mean?
Yes, like, if you stopped the run.
I think time of possession is the end result
yeah.
of all of the other things that
yeah,
have to happen.
Yeah, 100% sure. You're right.
But, yeah, all those things have to happen. Because here's the deal. Like, you're not going to win even at a 500 percentage if you're outplayed by the other team. Not just, I don't mean like they're playing better. I mean, they literally run 20 more plays than you. And if they have the ball for 10 more minutes, you're just going to lose those games.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're incredibly explosive and you're scoring
go.
Really fast touchdowns,
go.
But they're not that either.
Right.
So,
yeah, you know what? How about some touchdowns tonight? How about some offensive touchdowns tonight? Or touchdown or whatever.
Let's not give away our keys to the
yeah,
game
how about
yet.
Some touchdowns? You know, how about some touchdowns? How about some creativity on offense?
How about
we get the run
Pump
game going
the brakes,
early?
Randy.
I mean, there are so many things that this team needs to do tonight.
Yeah,
now,
they do.
They need to do these things tonight because they're playing against a good football team. And so I think the Falcons can be a good football team. I don't know where they are right now. They're 2-2, so that's all that matters.
Right, that really is all that matters.
But I don't know how good this team is. I think this team can be
mm-hmm.
once everything gets, you know, in sync where it needs to be, especially on the offensive side. Because I don't think they're ever going to be unless some tweaks in the scheme or some people step up or some people get bigger or whatever, I don't think they're ever going to be a great run defense. No. I just don't think they're ever going to be a great run defense. And so they're going to give up close to 100 yards every game like that. That also eats the clock and everything like that.
Yep, yep.
But I think if you continue to have this offense, find a way to get leads, that helps this defense.
Yeah. Yeah, I was looking at that a little bit this morning, too, just how much time they've spent with the lead and how much the lead has been. Just not very much.
Right.
I mean, they had 13 minutes of time with the lead in game one, 15 minutes, so that's only a quarter of the game. Mm-hmm. The last couple of games, it's been more even, but the leads, and again, it's hard to get a big lead in the NFL. There's not a lot of teams that have double-digit leads very often.
Right.
The biggest lead the Falcons have had so far this year is a one-touchdown lead. Mm-hmm. It's a seven-point lead, and they've had that in each of the last couple of games. I was just thinking about it from, okay, they're bottom of the league in sacks, bottom of the league in time of the game spent with a lead. Those things go hand in hand, right? The Vikings lead the NFL in sacks, mm-hmm, and lead the NFL in time of game spent in the lead. They're outscoring opponents 38-3 in the first quarter.
Yep.
So then you're playing catch up from the very beginning. You're in passing situations, and then they can let the guys loose.
And you let Flo.
Yeah, exactly.
Call a defense,
exactly.
Andy. And they were showing clips of
now, that. I'm not sitting here saying that the Falcons are going to be a great pass rush defense, even if they had a two-touchdown lead,
right,
but I'd like to see it.
It helps.
I'd like to find
it
out.
It helps.
I don't know.
It does.
I know it helps.
Yeah, it helps.
But I don't know if it helps these guys.
Yeah, it helps.
I hope it would.
Yeah,
but I'd like to see.